Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of Soarin' into Disney. We are your hosts, Kevin.
And Amy.
And as I'm sure you could tell, that's not the normal Soarin' around the world music. That is your Boo to You Halloween parade theme song from your Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
We just finished live streaming the parade tonight. Disney Parks Blog had it live streamed because it was the introduction of Vampirina into the Disney parks.
All right, we'll get into that in a minute, but I just want to talk real quick. I promised a guest a while ago, but he's having some family things. I'm not going to get into it. So this is actually a request. A friend of ours requested, hey, what are you doing your Halloween podcast? I was like, man, we're not doing one because we're going to a Christmas party. Oh, well, the wife and I, we're going to take our little girl to a Halloween party, so now I kind of want to see what you guys think, and you know what, you guys went to one last year, so okay, so we'll do a Halloween theme episode this year and kind of talk about what we experienced last year and what he can look forward to this year. So let's get to the details here. Much like the Christmas party, this is a special ticketed event, right?
Hard ticket event. You can get into the party at 4:00. And the party starts at 7, and it goes till midnight.
Right, so get there early, Bobby, because this is for an audience of one, but it's for everybody, too. I'll call him out. I'll text him the day he's going to go, say, hey, get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yes, be in line by 4 o'clock. They give out the little wristbands. This is a lot of it's going to be like the Christmas episode, but with Halloween themes.
Right, so of course, we suggest get there right at 4, get your wristband. Personally, the first thing I think you should do when you get there is go directly to the fire station to get your special limited edition, unique to the Halloween party of the year, Kingdoms of the... what are those cards called?
The sorcery game that we talked about?
Yeah.
God, I can't remember
those cards, I mean, people collect them. We collect them because we go all the time. We have the special ones from the Halloween party and the Christmas party. They're a cool free souvenir.
Yeah, not everyone knows about them because you got to go off to the side to get them.
Right. So when you're walking into the park, the fire station is going to be to your left.
To your left.
Yes.
But to your right is actually where you want to go.
Well, that's where you enter, yes.
Yes. Once you get your little cards.
Mm-hmm. Then go to the right. And there is a secret, like, street that runs behind the right side of Main Street. And they open it up at the end of the night sometimes to help the crowd get out.
Mm-hmm.
But during the day, it's closed off. But for these parties, they open it up, and that's where you go to actually kind of start your Halloween party adventure. You'll be given your Halloween candy bag.
There's three things pretty much that are there. Four things. You get your bag.
Your first station of trick-or-treating.
They have some of the snacks that are right there. And, of course, you got to have your merch.
Yes. It's a great place to get your special shirts and stuff like that. Get them early.
Because it's right there. Like, if you go to the store, you got to know where in the store it is. They already have it pulled to the side for you here.
Mm-hmm.
There's limited edition merchandise for the Halloween party that you can't get anytime else.
I'm like literally right now looking at the kids' Jack skeletons, light necklaces that they got.
Yeah.
That we got on that street. Oh, and here's a helpful hint.
What's a tint?
Helpful hint. One of their necklaces stopped working halfway through the night.
Yeah, right.
And I just went up to one of the people selling them, and I said, you know, we just bought this today, it's not working. And she said, okay. She took the broken one and handed me a brand new one.
She took you at face value?
Didn't have to show a receipt, nothing. She said, it happens. They have a spot on the bottom of their cart where they threw the broken one. Just gave me a new one. That's Disney magic.
But only if yours is broken. Don't just go around trading.
Oh, well, of course.
Don't bring in these ones from last year if they're not working. That's messed up.
And they have batteries in them. You can change the batteries.
Yeah. But that was, I do remember that. That was pretty nice of them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. So, hard ticket event. Let's get into... let's kind of freestyle here a little bit. I don't have a format. I'm just kind of talking. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, let's just say... Talk about what is there to do at the party? Of course, there's trick-or-treating.
Right.
There's trick-or-treat stations all over the place. Now, if you have any allergies, you can actually get a special bag that indicates that you have food allergies. And so you won't get the regular candy. What they'll do is they'll give you a token. And then there's a couple locations that you can go redeem that token for healthy / allergy-free type stuff. Stuff that won't have nuts or gluten and stuff like that.
Huh.
So that might be helpful. 'Cause I think our friend's wife is vegan.
Right, yeah.
So that might be really helpful for them because they know that they can get the tokens and go get the special, you know, healthier,
yeah,
allergy.
But if not,
friendly stuff.
Look out for those big inflatable tubes. They're lit up.
They say trick or treat.
Yeah, they say trick. There's where you're. It's on the map too. I mean,
yeah. Make sure you get a map. Yeah. For sure, you need a map.
Good tip. Good tip.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Other than trick or treating, one of the really cool things to do is to see the characters that you don't really get to see.
Hang on, before you get to that, just real quick. Earlier, we were talking about this ourselves. And I mentioned how sneaky it was that they had put one of those trick-or-treat stations in the...
Pinocchio...
In the restaurant.
Yeah, in the restaurant. The one that is right next to, like, It's a Small World. It overlooks into Small World, actually. Yeah, there was a station in there. And you know what? I think there was a station in Cosmic Rays.
You know, as much as I bring that place up every show... Wow, you know,
I think there was.
Okay.
Also, over in that area in Swirland is Sweet Dance Party, where the monsters from Monsters, Inc. come out and they dance with you on the dance floor. The kids really enjoyed that.
The kids and me.
That was a great way for them to kind of get their sillies out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think our kids have a lot of energy, so they lasted all night, but
yeah,
that wore them out right there, too. They were playing some sweet Michael Jackson music.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting into it. So, okay. So there's characters, right?
Characters. And you get to see some characters that you don't get to see other times. Like the Seven Dwarfs. Or Jack Skellington and Sally.
Skellington. They always call him Skellington. That's because Camden...
That's what Camden calls him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... If you want to meet one of these characters that... is or Moana. I don't know if she's at the party this year, but she was last year. Those characters are, the lines get really long, so I would suggest lining up early. And sometimes they actually start meeting before the actual party starts.
Yeah.
I think, when did we get in line for Jack and Sally?
It was still daytime.
Oh yeah. So, it was before the party started for sure.
Right, exactly. I think we entered, got all the things we wanted to get, right, like those.
Mm-hmm. Then we went right to Jack.
Right to it.
And I don't even think we rode any rides.
No, we didn't ride any rides yet.
Right.
So, if you're...
And we still stood in line for at least an hour.
If you're really in the nightmare, we stood in line long enough for the kids to watch Nightmare Before Christmas on Netflix.
They didn't watch the whole movie.
It was pretty close to the whole movie.
Oh.
Because we sat there and we watched that movie while they were in the stroller. That's how long... This line is long, so if you're really into them...
Which Camden is.
Yeah.
Oh, can you please post on our Instagram or whatever the picture of Camden doing the Jack face?
Yeah, I posted pictures a couple weeks ago of them meeting them, but I did not include the one of him doing the mouth thing.
Oh, it's the best picture ever.
Yeah, so, all right. Even though I'm always like three or four days late on posting stuff on Instagram, after I say I will...
So, we went and we saw Jack and Sally, which was fantastic. And then we went over and stood in line for Moana.
But see, you knew ahead of time, like you, because again, you map out our entire trip minute for minute.
Not minute for minute. I just have a general idea of what I want to do and when right. I want to do it.
But you knew going into this, and that's why we're telling you now that these lines are long. You should plan for this.
Yes.
And you did plan for this. You planned, you allotted time to stand in line for Jack and Sally, and we went right to Moana.
Yes.
And
the Moana line was off the hook.
The Moana line was also super long, but this is where I got screwed last time. When we were in line for Jack and Sally, all four of us stood in line.
Yes.
When we met for Moana, you stay here, Kevin. Me and the kids are going to go and do, we're going to get a Dole Whip. We're going to whip the Nene and all that. We're going to go to...
So, I mean, but okay, so Moana was meeting in Adventureland, basically right across from the Magic Carpets.
Yes.
So, I took the kids, as people know who have been there, the Dole Whip stand is right on the other side of the Magic Carpets. So, the kids and I went and had a Dole Whip, and we rode the Magic Carpets, and then we came back.
Came back.
And then I took Camden to ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
And then we came back. But then you got to go do what you wanted.
Okay. This is why the Halloween party is awesome. I am somewhat of a dirtbag in real life. And I like the bad guys. And my favorite bad guy, I know I talk about Gaston a lot, but actually my favorite bad guy is Jafar. And I had never met Jafar before because I had never been to a Halloween party. And I'm pretty sure he's only available at Halloween parties, right?
I think so.
So, sure enough, right across the way from where Moana was, Jafar was meeting and greeting. And like the big kid that I am, yes, I went and stood in line for about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so.
Probably.
And I got Jafar. And thank God the person behind me had to wait like those traditional, they have a small break, 10 minutes longer. So I was the last one. I guess because I was by myself, they kind of snuck me in there.
That's cool.
Yeah, but...
Now, also, typically, like, people don't like it when you get in and out of line. But I think when you have small kids, and it was very clear that Olivia was the only one who was interested in meeting Moana.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, the whole group, and we were just, like, going off, and then we were all going to come back and meet Moana. You know, like, that would have been very rude.
Yeah.
But since it was just Olivia meeting Moana... I think people do give you a little bit of a break, especially when you have, like, a little boy in line to meet Moana, and they can tell that he's really not interested.
Yeah, he could have cared less. If he wasn't on a ride, he was on Netflix.
Yeah. So don't be one of those people, for sure, that has one person stand in line, and then when it's about your time, 15 people come to join you.
Yeah, don't be one of those
people. Don't be those people.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
But that right there is about 2.5-3 hours of the party right there. Like, yeah. our party was that.
I think after that we went and we rode Big Thunder Mountain. And you and Kimden hated it.
Yep.
So Olivia and I rode
hated it.
Olivia and I rode it at least two more times, I think.
I think that sounds about right.
Splash Mountain was closed for refurbishment.
Mm-hmm.
Which Kimden was pretty devastated about. What else did we do? The kids were not interested in seeing the stage show. I really, really wanted to see the stage show.
I would be too, because it is what? What is the theme of the stage show?
It is the Hocus Pocus Villains Spelltacular.
They've seen Hocus Pocus.
They didn't really... I don't think they really liked it all that much.
They like it more when I just yell, "Sisters!"
Yeah.
But we're older than that. That movie was awesome when we were a kid. Kids. Yeah. When we were kids. So it means more to us.
So the stage show goes on a couple times in the night. And your map will have all the party times, of course. And then there's two viewings of the parade. The kids really didn't want to see the parade. Because... we had live streamed it.
Yeah.
Not long before we went. We right. watched it live stream on the internet. And so they were like, we've already seen it.
Thank you, Disney Parks Vlog. Because that's also, it's helpful though, because
it is.
I mean, it's a great parade. Great parade. But I mean, you're only there for a limited amount of time. So the parade takes up, what, 15, 17 minutes?
Well, you have to get there early to get a good spot.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, but also there's a huge crowd of people that are there. So that opens up a lot of other...
Right. The kids, we ask the kids, we kind of, we let our kids, like, kind of lead what we're going to do for the most part. I mean, they don't have full reign over what we do. But we kind of like to give them a little bit of a choice and an opinion.
We've been there before.
Right, and not only that, but, like, if you're going to force them to do something they don't want to do, then they're just going to make everyone miserable,
yeah.
Right? So we're like, do you guys want to go watch a parade, or do you want to ride rides and trick-or-treat? And they wanted to ride rides and trick-or-treat. So we did a lot of trick-or-treating.
We did.
Oh, you know where one of the trick-or-treat stations was? In Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, remember that?
I do remember that. I think that was the last one that we stopped at.
Yes, it was. And they were, like, out of candy.
Yeah, they were. So, anyway, sorry, we were dealing with a cat issue there. I keep it real on this show, you know.
Stupid Tucker.
Anyway, all right. So, well, you have a list over there. I kind of saw your little...
Yeah, sorry. Let's see. So we had the Hocus Pocus stage show, the parade, trick-or-treating, Disney characters in their best costumes, because you also see that the characters themselves are in Halloween costumes.
Well, you know what? Before like you...
This year in the parade, Donald was a knight.
Yes. We just saw that a minute ago.
Yeah.
All right. You said the magic word. I think this is a good...
Oh, costumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it depends on when you go, though. Like, right now, I've been hearing, like, people who are giving reports about going to the party, and it's been so hot that a lot of them are, like, not going in costume because it's so hot. And we just had matching Halloween t-shirts.
Yeah. Now, if you know me personally, last year I grew my hair out, and my hair sucks. But I was trying to grow it out like Kylo Ren, the long black hair, and I was going to wear the cape, the long sleeve black shirts, everything, until you had brought up, you realize it's hot still in October. I'm like, oh my, I'm so dumb. It totally is. And it was hot the day we went, and it was in October.
It was hot. But, I will agree with that.
But my point is, yes, even adults can dress up.
Yeah, they do have some rules. Your dress isn't allowed to touch the ground, no masks, and no weapons. Now, when they say no weapons, they do not mean no Jedi weapons, because Jedi weapons are allowed.
Especially if you bought them there.
Yeah, you're allowed to bring lightsabers.
Yeah, but, you know, if you... Yeah.
But no swords or fake guns or anything like that.
If you can deal with the heat, I encourage you to dress up.
I've seen some great costumes on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds to the fun. You're there to have fun, you know, and...
I agree.
Take it too serious.
You know what else is really fun? We do this all the time for our stroller. But for the Halloween party, we actually got bat lights.
Little battery-operated
ones. Yeah, little battery-operated lights. And we strung them on our stroller. And it was really fun because... It gets dark in Magic Kingdom at night.
It does.
There are not a lot of, like, streetlights.
Especially, like where Ariel's Grotto and all that stuff is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, the backside of, where the teacups are and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really dark.
It gets very dark. So, having your lights to be able to find your stroller is really helpful.
It keeps your stroller, you can really identify it when you go pick it up.
Yeah. We did the same thing at the Christmas party, which we'll do again this year.
Although, if you're poorly vision like me, it really affects your whatever, you know what I mean.
No one's weird like you.
The lights hurt. Okay, so you can dress up. Back to your little list there. Now you got
The only thing left on the list that like the big things to do is happy Hallow wishes.
Going back to the Christmas episode one, I had talked about my love of the 360 fireworks. They do it here too, do they not?
Yes. And it was cool, like, there is some Nightmare Before Christmas music, which, of course, Camden was super pumped about. He was
so excited about that.
He loves Nightmare Before Christmas. He loves it so much, he's gotten us, like, super into it.
Yeah, I had never seen it until, at the time, when he was three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three-year-old son was like, Dad, you gotta watch Nightmare Before Christmas. All right, pal. And I had never seen it. Like, okay, but he's so into it.
He loves it.
It's infectious.
And he assigns everyone characters.
Yeah.
He's Jack.
He made me the mayor because I'm fat.
Olivia's Sally, which is a little odd because Jack and Sally end up, like, in love. But, you know, he's four. What does he know?
But if Nightmare Before Christmas is your thing, the Halloween party is for you.
And if you're into the villains, because...
Like me.
You get to see all the villains in the parade. There's Maleficent, the Evil Queen. In fact, the Evil Queen is the last villain in the parade.
Yeah.
Jafar. You see Dr. Vasilier. You see just so many villains. And even a lot of characters that you don't see all the time. Wreck-It Ralph is in the parade. The Gravediggers are very cool.
I just want you to say...
Oh, and the Hitchhiking Ghosts are in the parade.
I want you to say his name.
Darkwing Duck is not in the parade.
Okay, first of all, I was talking about him, but you mentioned him, so boom. Let's talk about my main man, Gaston.
Oh, he wasn't in the parade.
No, he's not in the parade. No, but he's there.
Oh, yeah, you can meet him.
Personal story. When we went to the Halloween party last year, that had been our 10th time to the Magic Kingdom with the children. Because you go, like, multiple times over the trips. So 10 times.
Basically, what he's saying is, 10 opportunities to meet Gaston.
Yes, and every time my daughter had flat out denied me, like, as if she's my boss.
Which she kind of is.
Said, no, Dad, you cannot go meet Gaston. I was like, come on, give me 5 minutes to get in this line.
He's the bad guy.
Whatever. But I think she had pity on me because it's more about the villains that she's like, okay.
Did you just admit that Gaston's a villain?
No, I didn't say that. Disney has convinced you that he's a villain.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of pigeonhole him as a villain.
Backpedal all you want.
Okay. So she was like, all right, we can meet Gaston this time. Finally. And it was getting late anyway. So we get there.
I think Kimna was asleep.
Yeah. And line's not looking too bad. And they said, oh, we're sorry, the line's cut off. Like, are you serious? Like the one time, finally. I think, the 10th time. And they just wouldn't let me go. And I said out loud, like, wow, this is my 10th time and I'm just getting denied. It wasn't their fault. The line was cut off. It was late. But in true Disney magic, we had already walked off. We were already, I think, towards the bridge over there by...
We were definitely past the fountain.
Yeah. And they had ran us down. And they're like, excuse me, you guys were the ones that wanted me to cast on? I'm like, yeah. Come on back. And they totally let us back in line.
I believe they said Gaston said come back.
Yeah. He knew. As the kids say, real recognize real.
Oh, okay.
Or game recognize game. And he knew that we were destined to meet each other. So, but it worked out for you because you had the little book that you mentioned a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and we didn't have his autograph right. yet.
But the best part was, so this is one of those times where the prince... if you will, it's included with the princess. So he was there with Belle. And Gaston and I ganged up. We made fun of Belle and Olivia. I didn't even defend my own daughter. I sided with Gaston and we were making fun of those two.
I was kind of off to the side with Camden.
Yeah, because he was asleep. So the big kid that I am, yes, I understand it's a man as Gaston, but no, I don't care. I get into it. I had the night of my life right then and there.
I get it. I get super excited every time I see Snow White.
The only thing better if Darkwing Duck would have been there. Saving the day.
Yeah. Well, he's not there. Sorry. You know, he has been known to visit the parks. But apparently it's very rare.
You get me hyped sometimes when you're like, oh, you know, for these parties, they bring out some characters that they haven't...
They do sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm like, where's this fool at?
Well, at the new Dino thing in Animal Kingdom, you get to meet Launchpad McQuack.
He's part of Darkwing Duck's show, though. And it's supposed to be like a duck theme. So how come they can have Chip and Dale or whoever it is?
Because he's friends with Donald.
Dressed up as ducks or.
It's Donald's Dino Bash. Chip and Dale are dressed up like dinosaurs.
All right.
And they're friends with Donald. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, we're digressing to a whole different thing. But basically, the villains, if you're into the villains, if you're into Nightmare Before Christmas.
If you're into candy.
If you're into candy, a lot of it. And we were watching a video earlier. She said Hershey Bart is pretty much sponsored by Mars.
I will tell you that it wasn't that long ago that I finally threw away the rest of the candy that we didn't eat.
It was quite a bit. Four of us.
Yeah. Yep.
And they just pour it on, baby. And there's, what, maybe 7 or 8 different stations for the candy. Mars candy, M&M's, Twix, Three Musketeers, others, because I don't know them, because those are the ones that I like.
Yeah, it's good. It's good candy. It's not crap candy. It's good candy.
Yeah. It's not like a bunch of Smarties and Tootsie Rolls.
Right. Oh, Tootsie Rolls. Don't talk trash about Tootsie Rolls.
I just talk trash about Tootsie Rolls.
Anyway, so that's pretty much the Halloween party. Also, I mean, the other thing is the decorations, which are up, of course, all the time once the Halloween party starts. They have the Mickey pumpkins with all the beautiful fall leaves and the scarecrows and the stuff. And so you can get some really, really pretty pictures. They also have some really cool magic shots with, like, the hitchhike over by Haunted Mansion. You can get a magic shot where the hitchhiking ghosts will kind of be in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have different areas. They have different ones.
If you're not riding the Haunted Mansion during the Halloween party, you're doing it wrong.
That's true.
It's like the one time you should really, really ride it.
And if you have small children and you think that they're going to be scared of the stretching room, because the stretching room, to me, is the scariest part of the ride. Where, you know, the room is, you know, stretching. It stretches. But it's scary. It's, like, creepy and whatever. You can actually ask the cast member at the beginning to bypass the stretching room and go straight to the ride.
That's a good tip.
They will let you do that.
I don't recommend it. Toughen your kid up.
Well, but some kids are young, and those kind of things would be scary to them.
I'm kidding. But not really.
Whatever.
We just lost
our Unfortunately, entire art. We are those parents that forced our kids to ride Haunted Mansion, even though they didn't want to.
And we got stuck on it.
It was fine. They're fine. They lived.
All right. Earlier, you mentioned we were watching the live stream on Disney Park Vlogs, and they had
us and like 22,000 other people.
That's ridiculous to me that many people were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy enough that we're watching it, and whatever. And they had Vampirina's big debut.
Yes.
Who is Vampirina?
Vampirina. You don't know who Vampirina is? Vampirina is this cutesy little vampire who moved from Transylvania to Pennsylvania. And she has all these human friends, but her and her family run a scare B&B.
Oh, because it's Airbnb. I see what you did there. Okay.
And they have other, like, you know, monsters coming to their scare B&B. Anyway, it's a very cute show on Disney Junior. And recently, Hollywood and Vine in Disney's Hollywood Studios. The morning breakfast for them is a Disney Junior themed character breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be Handy Manny, Doc McStuffins, Sophia and Jake.
Yeah, okay. All right, sounds right.
So anyway, they've redone the character list because, as we know, Handy Manny hasn't been on in a very long time. Jake and the Neverland Pirates hasn't been on in a while. I mean, I think they might still show reruns, but they don't make any new ones.
Right.
And, unfortunately, as of Saturday, Sophia, there will be no more Sophia the First.
That we think.
The season finale was Saturday.
Series finale.
Series finale, sorry. And, of course, it was devastating to our daughter. You would have thought that Sophia died at the end. She was so upset.
She hadn't watched that show in forever.
No, she apparently, they do watch it. Hmm. She knew all about it. She explained everything to me. Anyway, so they've redone the characters for the breakfast, and it's now Vampirina. And Vampirina is very cute. Still Doc McStuffins.
Okay.
And Mickey and Minnie from Mickey and the Roadster Racers.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
There's so many other like regular Mickeys out there that in a different costume.
Yeah, I know. But so tonight they were showing, they had a kind of like a special welcoming Vampirina to Disney. And they had like a special dance. And then Vampirina came in on the Disney train with the characters that she is with.
So was she only there tonight for this big debut?
I think that she's actually joining the Halloween party for Halloween. And then after the Halloween party, she'll be part of the breakfast from now on.
Okay.
That's what my understanding of it was.
Gotcha.
So Olivia is very excited and now wants to do the Hollywood and Vine breakfast. Cha-ching.
Was that not already on our list?
It is.
Oh, so you knew.
Yeah, but I plan on canceling half of those, remember?
The 800 that we have?
Yeah. We're going to weed it down to 400. So anyway, that's something new. And then just in really cool Disney news.
You have news?
Disney news.
Oh, man.
Artist Point is a signature dining restaurant at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. And they will be closing and reopening as a character meal.
Mm-hmm.
Snow White and Friends. If you can't see me, but I'm very excited right now.
I wish we were like, we had a little camera to YouTube this at the same time.
So you'll get to meet Snow White, Grumpy, and Dopey, and then there'll be some sort of character interaction with the Evil Queen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like you'll meet her at the beginning, kind of like you do with Belle at the Princess Breakfast.
Right.
Or if she's going to be going around the restaurant and interacting with people but not signing autographs. I'm not really sure. They haven't said. They just said that Snow White, Grumpy, and Dopey will be going around the restaurant just like the normal characters do.
Yeah.
And that there would be some sort of interaction with the Evil Queen.
That to me sounds like a photo op.
I think so. If I had to guess, that's what I would guess.
Why would she sign autographs? She's evil.
True. Although I really need her autograph.
For the book.
For my happiness in life.
Don't be one of those people that like gets signed to your arm and get then tattooed later on.
Right next to my Snow White tattoo. Anyway, so that's really exciting. They say that it's going to open sometime this winter. It's going to be a prefix menu, which basically means you pay one fee. It's whatever amount of dollars they decide it to be. And then you would be able to choose one thing off of the appetizer menu, one thing off of the entree menu, and then there's a dessert. And there's
people like you that'll pay whatever it costs.
Yeah, probably. It's also because it's a signature dining, it's 2 table service credits.
Jeez.
On your dining plan. It's like going to Cinderella's Royal Table.
You serious, Clark?
Yes.
How about you go, and the kids and I will just go to Cosmic Rays?
Okay.
Starlight Cafe.
I'm taking Olivia with me, though.
Well, they're not even in the same place.
No. You have to go all the way to Wilderness.
Okay.
Lodge.
Scratch that. You go, and Kim and I will just eat at the cafeteria at the hotel.
Okay.
We'll get some chicken tenders or something.
Pizza.
Yeah. Well, shoot. I'll just whatever I want, and he'll just pick off my plate.
Deal. You think I was gonna say no? I'm going. I hope it's open when we go in December.
Well, okay, we're going in December, and it says open when?
It said open sometime in the winter. So, I'm just waiting. Hopefully soon they'll start opening up reservations, and
You'll be on it.
I will be on it.
Like white on rice, as the kids say.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So, I think that's the Halloween party.
Yeah, I mean,
and a little extra.
Yeah, I gave my my Gaston story because that's still, you know, still with me because it was cool and some Disney magic. We had a good time.
I think the Halloween party. I think the parties are awesome. I'm excited to go back to the Christmas party this year. The only thing that I wish is that it wasn't so hot in Florida in October. Because it's October and it's fall and it should be cool.
Agreed. Did we mention how many days out we are?
No, we didn't. 83.
I bring it up because on one of these upcoming shows, you realized that our 60 days for Fast Pass selection falls on a work day.
It does.
And our son's birthday.
Yes.
And you have to be out of here by 7.
I do.
Leaving the Fast Pass selection to me.
Unless I decide to go to work late that day. But I hate going to work late.
I understand.
You get a bad parking space.
Right. So you're going to try to entrust me in this Fast Pass selection. So on an upcoming episode, we're going
to... I'm getting sick to my stomach just thinking about it.
Well, we'll talk about it on the show. Because if you tell me to my face, I won't remember. But if I can listen to it back... Because I actually listen to these.
Oh, I'm going to make notes for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. We'll talk about what Fast Passes you want me to select. Should I be the lucky one chosen to select such things?
Since we only have 2 park days and 1 party day to select Fast Passes for, I think you might be able to handle it.
It's a lot of pressure and I've been known to mess stuff up.
Do you suck in the clutch? Like our friend.
Jason Torres. No. No, I'm usually pretty beast in the clutch.
Okay.
So that'll be an upcoming episode. I'm still working on that guest. Like I said, we're rearranging some things, but this is a request. So hopefully, Bobby, we helped you out a little bit. And hopefully you and your family, because I don't want to give your family's name out.
We hope that you guys have fun.
Yeah. Because originally you were going to go to a Christmas party, but I guess now you're going to go earlier.
If you had to choose Christmas party or Halloween party?
The Christmas one?
I agree. The Halloween party is great, don't get me wrong. But I agree. Christmas party.
I like Christmas.
There's nothing like Christmas at Disney.
But, the Halloween one has the villains.
It does.
No.
I can see the wheels turning in your head.
I had a good time at both.
They're both great. Do them both.
Yeah. Yeah. Just spring for it and do both.
I mean, there is a week where the Halloween party ends and the Christmas party starts within a couple of days of each other. And people do plan their trips to be able to do both parties.
More power to you.
Yeah.
Or as my friend Mike used to say, Merry Christmas to you.
All right,
so
well.
On that note, we're going to have the... I don't usually do outro music, but this song is too good to not use it again. So here's the Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade soundtrack. Thank you for listening this week. Sorry, it's so unprofessional. We're the worst podcast. There's hundreds of Disney podcasts out there. We've got to be ranked 101.
Probably.
Yeah, at least. So for Kevin...
and Amy...
good night.